Welcome to the Bible Explained. I'm Brian Cutshaw, and I want to give you answers straight from the Bible. If you've ever wondered what the Bible actually says about the topics people are talking about right now, this podcast is for you. In each episode, we will take real-life questions and break down what the Scripture says about them so you can understand the truth and apply it to your life with confidence. If you enjoy it, be sure and subscribe and recommend us to your friends. Now let's get started.
Does heaven have a temperature? Here's the thing you need to understand about heaven's temperature. First of all, you're going to have a glorified body, so it may not even matter. Here's the second thing you need to remember, that temperature is created by sun and moon, and temperature is created by body temperature. So if you have a glorified body, you may not have the same functionality that you have. I don't know if you've read this new book called The Anatomy of the Soul. But one of the quotes in that book is how much your feet sweat. And that actually shocked me when I realized how much your feet can sweat. I mean, gallons, literally, that you can sweat in a short amount of time. And so so your body is going to be different from that. You're not going to have the same high blood pressure and the same, you know, issues that you deal with now when you get to heaven because you're a glorified body. Here's the other part of that is there will be no sun and there'll be no moon. So how can we have a temperature in heaven if there is no sun, if there is no moon, and if we're in a glorified body? So it won't matter if it's 70 degrees or 60 degrees when you get to heaven. Here's what the book of Revelation says about that in Revelation chapter 21, verse 23. The city had no need of sun or moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. This is what Philippians 3 and 21 says. Our earthly bodies will be transformed. Everybody say transformed into glorious bodies just like Christ. And one of my favorite passages, all-time passages in the Bible, it says in 1 Corinthians 15, 51, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. The trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Look at the rest of this. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, or in some translations, O grave, where is your victory? So everybody say, we will be changed. Say this, we will be immortal. Say this, we will be incorruptible. So we're not even going to worry about the thermostat in heaven because of all of that.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed.
Another question that's kind of similar to the temperature in heaven was, is there going to be time in heaven? Thank you for the question. Well, we understand time based upon two things, hours and days. That's how we tell where we're at in the middle of a day or what day we're on. We also have calendars to go along with that. We have 24 hours in a day. We have 7 days in a week. We have 365 days in our Gregorian calendar year, less than that on the Jewish calendar. And this is what we call time. How many days? How many months? How many years? What time is it now? Where am I in the middle of that day? That's what we call time. But all of this is based upon the rotation of the sun and the moon. And as I just pointed out, there is no sun and there is no moon in heaven. Therefore, there are no nights in heaven. The Bible says there will never be a night in heaven. There will be no darkness. There will be no need to sleep. Some of you are disappointed already, but there will be no need to sleep in heaven. Now, this is going to make somebody happy. There is no need to jog in heaven either. No dieting in heaven. Can anybody say hallelujah? No dieting in heaven. And in case you don't know this, heaven is filled with food, just like every other part. I mean, the first thing you do when you get to heaven is eat. Gonna hug a few loved ones and say, come on, Bubby, let's go to the table. Here we go. The marriage supper of the Lamb. All right, so the first thing you're gonna do is, we don't know what they'll be serving, but we won't guess there because I'm about to tell you about all the animals in heaven. So we don't want to get stuck in our favorite table food. Here's the thing you need to understand about heaven. It is one eternal day. There is no night there. The night doesn't exist there. So there will have to be a new way of calculating time.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.